waste, hazardous waste, and waste exchange. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines waste as follows. 1. Any activity that does not add value to the good or service in the eyes of the consumer. 2. A byproduct of a process or task with unique characteristics requiring special management control. Waste production can usually be planned and somewhat controlled. Scrap is typically not planned and may result from the same production run as waste. Waste is a consideration not only for compliance and ethical reasons, but also for economic ones. Some forms of waste may be inevitable given the nature of a manufacturing process. Some options for processing or disposing of waste will result in significant costs, with some being more expensive than others. The idea is to find the best option that addresses compliance, organizational risks, liabilities, ethics, and reputation while remaining a cost-effective choice. Dealing with waste in this way is called total waste management. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines total waste management, TWM, as a methodology that enables finding solutions to waste issues while keeping in mind financial elements and the business case. Organizations that produce less waste have more of their cost of goods sold going into what the customer considers to be value added. Proper handling of toxic wastewater is an example of something that the customer indirectly pays for but does not value. This is why the definition of waste discusses how waste can usually be planned and somewhat controlled. Preventing waste in the first place is the best option for keeping an operation profitable. This is never more true than for hazardous waste. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines hazardous waste as waste such as chemicals or nuclear material that is hazardous to humans or animals and requires special handling. Hazardous material includes chemicals, wastewater, various forms of human and agricultural waste and sewage, radioactive, construction, electronic and biohazard waste, and many other types. In many cases, hazardous waste is more than one type because multiple types of pollutants are mixed together. Some hazardous waste is relatively safe for humans, but highly toxic to other organisms such as fish or bees. Compliance with regulations. Various government agencies enact regulations based on hazardous waste legislation. These agencies will monitor or audit organizations for compliance in addition to requiring reporting and record keeping. Monitoring and audits may include plant inspections, testing discharge sources at the point of discharge or in the local area, such as downstream from a river discharge point, or testing nearby groundwater. Hazardous waste regulations also specify the means to be used for its transportation, storage, and disposal. These methods will differ by type of material. Necessary safety procedures take into account whether the waste could be explosive or corrosive, form a toxic gas cloud, and so on. Compliance with hazardous waste regulations requires keeping careful records of what categories of hazardous waste are being processed along with a chain of custody that provides evidence that the materials were properly processed. When it comes to disposal, options may include supervised incineration on site or transportation to a specially designated hazardous waste disposal site with the proper permits for handling the type of hazardous waste in question. Proof of delivery needs to be provided in reports and retained in archive records. To assist with compliance efforts, the United Nations has created an international standard for identifying hazardous chemicals. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the Globally Harmonized System of Classification and Labeling of Chemicals, GHS, as an international standard created by the United Nations Economic Commission for Europe, UNEC, for classifying chemicals according to their health, physical, and environmental hazards. The system defines and classifies the hazards of chemical products and communicates health and safety information on labels and material safety data sheets. While this system exists primarily for hazardous materials used in products, it does specify how to properly dispose of hazardous waste once the product has been used or is no longer needed. In either case, safety data sheets, SDS, indicate proper safety gear to use, what to do if exposure occurs, and the possible effects of any exposure on humans, animals, or plants. When products with hazardous ingredients are provided to consumers, the consumers also need to be educated as to their proper use and disposal. Note that there is a link to an example of an SDS in the Resource Center. Strict waste regulations exist in the European Union and in many other places. Let's look at two regulations used in the EU as examples. The Wastes of Electric and Electronic Equipment, WEEE legislation in the European Union, places the burden of disposing of computers, monitors, televisions, printers, and other peripherals on the manufacturers. Consumers can deliver the devices to the manufacturer, and the manufacturer cannot charge a fee. The manufacturer is required to properly identify and dispose of the materials. This legislation provides incentives to rely more on the higher activities in the waste hierarchy, for example, recycling before responsible landfill. A large number of U.S. states have similar e-waste legislation. The EU's restriction on hazardous substances, Reuchess directive, is aimed at the apex of the waste hierarchy, reduce, and the product development lifecycle stage. It limits the amounts of lead, cadmium, mercury, hexavalent chromium, polybrominated biphenyl, and polybrominated diphenyl ether that new electrical and electric equipment can contain for it to be sold within the EU from any source. Organizations can partner with regulatory agencies to make compliance easier. They can also exert lobbying influence on the regulations themselves or through an industry nonprofit association to ensure that the regulations are clear and easy to follow. Waste exchange. Waste exchange is a way of reusing waste so that it does not need to be recycled or disposed of. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines waste exchange as follows. 1. Arrangement in which companies exchange their wastes for the benefit of both parties. 2. An exchange service of valuable information between generators and potential users of industrial and commercial wastes, whereby a beneficial use rather than disposal is the end result. This service identifies both the producers and potential markets for byproducts, surpluses, unspent materials, and other forms of solid waste that are no longer needed. One organization's byproduct or other type of waste may be another organization's raw material. Long ago, tanners would collect chamber pots around the community each morning to use when tanning leather, which provided a side benefit of reducing the amount of human waste flowing through the streets. Today, many organizations seek to sell their byproducts or other waste at market rates, both generating revenue and reducing disposal costs. In the waste hierarchy, this would qualify as reuse of materials, so it is quite high on the scale of effective responses. The second part of the definition of waste exchange reveals that organized information exchanges are the key to finding or creating a market for certain waste products. Tyson used to discard its chicken feet until it discovered that there was a huge demand for them in Asia. Now it ships these overseas. In fact, every part of the chicken is used for something. Even the feathers are baked and become a powder additive to pet food. Nonprofit information exchanges exist on a regional basis to help connect buyers with sellers and thus create a market. Either party can specify what they have or need. Buyers may specify how frequently they need it and in what quantity. Transportation and handling could be part of the negotiated price. For example, a low-value waste product could be offered for free provided that the buyer pays for shipping and handling.